Hey, sweetie, I'm back. Oh, I missed you so much. Oh, I don't know how I was able to deal with being away from you for so long. It feels like it's been positively ages. Well, I know it was only about 15 minutes while I had to go to the post office, but still, it feels like it's been forever. Oh, it always feels like ages when I'm away from my good boy for even a second. Mwah. Wait, I'm not done. Just one more kiss. Mwah. Wait, I still want one more. Okay, this time. Now, one more. I promise. Yeah, I'm sorry, my darling. That was way more than one, but oh, I just can't help it, my darling boy. Oh, you're such a good boy, and I just can't help but cover you with kisses. You're just that irresistible to me. Every kiss with you makes my heart skip a beat. Figuratively, of course. If it was literal, I'd be long dead by now. Oh, but I really just can't help it but kiss you, my darling. You're just so sweet. Such a sweet, sweet, sweet boy. And I just need to kiss you. Especially when I've been away from you. Only for about 15 minutes, like I said, but still. Oh, I hate being away from you. I wish I could take you with me. I really do. That would solve the aching I get in my heart from being away from my good, good boy. But if I took you with me, then other girls would look at you. And I know you could just stay inside the car while I'm there, but still, they could see you through the window. And I know I have my window tint as dark as is legal, but still, I don't want them to even see your silhouette. I can't have that. You know how I am. You know how uncontrollably jealous I get over my good, sweet boy. You're the most valuable thing that I have, and, well, I need to keep you all to myself. So when other girls look at you, it drives me up the wall. When they look at you, I just want to claw their stupid little eyes out. You're mine to look at. You're mine. Mine, mine, mine. Those other girls have no right to look at you. You're mine. My good boy. Mine. Mine and only mine. Which is why you need to be my good boy and stay right here at home. Safe and snug and cared for. And you are cared for, aren't you? I care for you, don't I? I shower you with love and affection every day. I give you all the hugs and the kisses you could ever dream of. I make you breakfast. I put food on the table. I care for you when you're sick. I listen to you when you have something to complain about. I do everything for you. All because you're my precious good boy and I love you so much. I take care of all your needs. Don't I? Especially your sexual ones. Do you need me to do that for you now, sweetie? Do you need mummy to take care of you? I can see the bulge in your trousers, you know. I saw it the moment as I got home. You can't hide these things from mummy, my darling. Mummy knows all about her good boy. And don't worry, sweetie. You know I love to spoil you. You know how much mummy loves to spoil her good boy. I might not be your biological mother, but that's okay. I still love you just as much as one. I still worry about you every single second that I'm away from you. And besides, it's rather convenient that I'm not your biological mother. That means we're free to do all the things a son shouldn't do with his mummy. You're free to get hand jobs from mummy. You're free to fuck mummy's mouth. You're free to fuck mummy's tits. And you're free to come all over them. And then you're also free to bend mummy over and fuck her until you've emptied every last drop of your delicious cum into mummy's pussy. You can do whatever you want with Mummy. I'll do anything you want, sweetie. You know Mummy could never say no to her good boy. All you have to do is say, please, Mummy. Please, Mummy, ride my cock. Or, please, Mummy, let me fuck your tits, and I will do it straight away for my good boy. I'll do anything for you. Except let you go, of course, but there's no way you'd want to leave me, right, sweetie? Not when I'm this good to you. Not when I look after you so well. Now, is there anything you'd like to ask Mummy for? Oh, you are such a polite boy. Such a sweet and good boy. Of course, my darling. Mummy will be more than happy to give you a hand job. Just sit down on the bed and get nice and comfortable for me. Relax and let Mummy take out your good boy cock. Oh, and let Mummy take care of you with her hands. There we go. You are such a good boy. Straight to the point. Asking Mummy for what you want. I love it. I love to spoil you. Even if you didn't ask for anything, I'd still be so eager to spoil my good, good boy. I love you. There's so much to love about my sweet baby boy. I love your smile. It's so sweet, so warm, so innocent. Even if your requests aren't always so innocent like right now. But that's fine, my darling. You can request any indecent thing from me. I don't mind. I will always fulfill it, my darling. And since you have such a nice smile, it's good you're always smiling when I give you a handjob like this. Or when you're fucking my mouth. Or my tits. Or deep inside Mummy's pussy. It makes me want to do all these lewd kind of things for you as much as possible. And I love your voice too. I love it when you say anything really at all, but it doesn't matter. I just like hearing it. But I especially love it when you say, I love you, Mummy. I love to hear those words. Darling, do you think you could say those words for me right now? Do you think you could be a good boy for Mummy and tell her that you love her? Could you please say, I love you, Mummy? Good boy. Oh, my darling boy. Mummy loves you too, sweetie. It's kind of romantic, don't you think? That I'm not your biological mother. A biological mummy doesn't choose her son. He's born and she's stuck with him whether she likes him or not. But sweetie, I chose you. And I think that makes our relationship even more special. I adopted you. Well, technically I kidnapped you, but I don't like to think about it in those kind of terms. If anything, I saved you. I whisked you away from a world that didn't look after you. No one ever cared for you like I do. No one cared about your stress or your mental health like I do. No one has ever loved you like I love you. Because I'm your mummy, your one and only mummy, who loves you, loves to spoil you, loves to look after you. So all I did was save you. Well, you saved me too, though. I was all alone before you. But now I have you. You're mine. You're my good boy. You don't mind when I call you mine, do you, sweetie? You know I mean it in the most respectful and loving way possible. And besides, it's good to be mine. It's good to belong to me. I take such good care of you, don't I, darling? Like the way I'm stroking your cock right now. I stroke it whenever you want. Whenever my baby boy wants. You look like you want more than that, though. You've been staring at Mummy's breasts for a while now. And I get it. I get it so much, my darling. Mummy does have a lovely pair of tits, doesn't she? They're very big and soft. And they're all yours, my sweetie. They are just for you. Just for your cock. Sweetie, do you want to fuck Mummy's tits? Oh, you are such a good boy. Oh, so sweet and polite. Of course, sweetie. You can fuck Mummy's tits as much as you want. Mummy could never say no to her good boy, no matter how horny his request is. Here, let me just take off my top and my bra. Oh, that feels good. You always look so stunned whenever I take off my bra and you see them in front of you. Oh, I love it so much, my good baby boy. You never get tired of Mummy's breasts. Mummy never gets tired of taking them out for you or seeing that adorable little expression on your face. Oh, it's so cute. Oh, you're such a cutie. Yes, you are. You're Mummy's cutie. And Mummy loves you so, so much. Now, do you want Mummy to do all the work for this titty fuck? Or did you want to be the one grabbing my tits and fucking them? Of course, my sweetheart. If my good boy wants it, my good boy always gets it. Well, baby boy, doesn't it feel good to be between Mummy's tits? You get to feel good between Mummy's tits because you're mine. And it's fine to be mine, right? It's fun to be mine. Oh, it feels so good to be mine, right? So you don't mind when I call you mine, right? You don't mind being mine, right? I'm not being hypocritical about it, sweetie. I'm yours too. I'm all yours. You can use me anytime you want, however you want. You can shoot your cum wherever you want. You can shoot it on my tits, on my arse, down my throat. You can do whatever you want with Mummy's body because Mummy loves you and she's all yours. Mm-hmm. You can leash me or be leashed by me. You can spank me or be spanked by me. You can fuck me or be fucked by me because I'm all yours too. So it's fine for me to be possessive, right? There's nothing wrong with me being possessive. There's nothing wrong with belonging to me. And you do belong to me. You really, really do belong to me. My phone alerts me if you ever leave the house. Isn't that proof that you're mine? Not that you would ever leave the house without my permission, because you are such a good boy for Mummy. And I really do appreciate it. Oh, it makes me want to spoil you even more, whether with gifts or my cooking, or, you know, with my massive tits like this. Because it makes me so happy that you're such a good and obedient boy for Mummy, who would never, ever leave me. Oh, but that's not enough for me. It's not enough that you behave. It's not enough that you're mine. I need you to love being mine. Oh, I need you to be head over heels for being my good boy. That's my ultimate fantasy. So, you do love being mine, right? You love being Mummy's good boy. Mm-hmm. You'd never leave Mummy, right? Do you think you could tell Mummy that you love being her good boy? Do you think you could do that for me, sweetie? And I promise I'll do whatever you want. You know I always spoil you, but I'll crank it up. I'll do more, more and more. You like fucking Mummy's tits, right? And you like getting tit fucks from Mummy? Well, you can wake me up at 3 a.m. if you want and just say, Mummy, please let me fuck your tits and I'll do it. Fuck, you don't even have to say please, sweetie. And you know what? You don't even have to wake me up. You can just fuck my tits in my sleep if you want. And you can come all over Mummy's sleeping face if you want. Oh, I'll do whatever you want, whenever you want. I just need you to say that you love being mine. You like my home-cooked meals, right? You always love Mummy's cooking, made with all the love and affection only a Mummy can give. And I always make my cookies in the shape of hearts. And I always write little messages with the frosting like, Mummy loves you. And I always make sure not to include anything that you dislike. And I always do lovey-dovey shit like that because I really, really fucking love you. I really fucking love my sweet baby boy that's so addicted to having his cock between my tits like this. What if all of your meals were home-cooked from now? Oh, it's a lot of work, but nothing is too much for my good baby boy. I mean, I'd ride you until the sun goes down if that's what you wanted. So is that something you would like? Because I would do it for you. I promise. You wouldn't eat so much as a pretzel without me putting my own personal care and attention to detail to it. I mean, it's your call. I have to give my good boy what he wants after all. It's my job and my joy. I have to take care of you because you're my good boy. Because you're mine. You're mine. You are really mine. And you love being mine, don't you? So why won't you say it? Please, say it for me. Please, please, say it for Mummy. Please, please tell Mummy you love being hers. Please tell Mummy that you love being her good boy. Please, please tell Mummy that you love being hers. Good boy! Oh, you're one good fucking boy. Oh, you're such a good boy. Oh, you are the best boy in the whole entire world. You are Mummy's one and only good boy, and you're mine. Oh, mine. I love you so much. There's no way I can ever spoil you enough, but I will try. Mummy will try, my darling, through sex and everything else, gifts, presents. Mummy will always spoil her good boy. Are you getting close, my darling? You can come whenever you want, okay? This is all about you, my darling. This is all about my good boy. You can come on my tits, on my face, even in my hair. Mummy doesn't care as long as you feel good, okay, sweetie? So come for Mummy. Come whenever you want, as long as it's for Mummy. As long as you come for me. As long as you come for Mummy. Oh! How was that, sweetie? Did Mummy's tits feel good? Were you satisfied by Mummy's tits? Oh, I'm so glad, sweetie. Now, was there anything else you wanted Mummy to do? Is there anything else Mummy can do for you? Suck your cock? Ride you? Wrap my legs around you as you fuck me? I'll do whatever my sweet baby boy wants. Because you're mine.